Hi. Well, as some of you know, I've been contemplating putting together a podcast, a serious long-form podcast. I haven't really had the time to think about that and organize it. But there's a lot of blogs I've been wanting to write or vlog about, and I just haven't had the inspiration or the time or whatever to bring it all together. So I thought I'd try. I didn't want to lose all these various ideas floating around. So I'm going to try expressing it through these short audio boo podcasts and start and resume doing these like I used to. And for example, I have a story. Last week I had the opportunity to visit a complex in Hollywood, a complex of buildings of a company called Amatron Audio Video. And Amatron is, it's a rental and sales house of just equipment for the motion picture television industry. And it's located in a complex of buildings that used to be owned by 20th Century Fox. And for several years before my father retired, it housed the department that my father ran. So I was walking through this trade show, and I saw the banner for this company and the address. And the address looked very familiar, so I started talking to the guy there, who turned out to be the owner of the company, Fred Rosenthal. And we started talking about, I realized that it was that complex. And I told him about my dad's office. He had this tricked-out office that the building came with. It was an old building, and it had push buttons to open the door and push buttons to, I don't know, close the window or something. So I always remembered that office, even though he was only in that office for a few years before he retired. So we decided that I'd stop by and sort of visit this complex and show him some of the photos that I had of the building. He's very interested, like I am, in old Hollywood history and sort of the uncelebrated part of Hollywood history. And what I mean by that is, when I went last week to this complex, we walked around, we saw my dad's office, which, interestingly enough, is pretty much the way it was when my dad retired. What his company did was that they took over one building, and made it their retail establishment, but the other building where my dad's office was kept the way it was back then. It was basically two-story administration building, and he's been renting it out to other media companies over the years. And my dad's office is pretty much exactly the way it was, minus the furniture. It's got the same paneling. It's got the same cabinetry. It's got a sink. And, everything's pretty much exactly the same. And, we walk around this, and I started to ask myself, why did I need to come here? It wasn't as if I have an attachment to that building or an attachment in particular to that office. Like I said, my dad was only there out of a 45-year career. He was there for 3 years. But it was interesting to, when you visit old buildings like that, especially something like that in this industry, in the media industry, motion picture industry, whatever you want to call it, you tend to think about the people that came before. There are so many rank and file people in this industry that made it work through the, for 100 years. And that building was built in the 30s. But so many generations of workers that operated the film lab or, just sort of kept it going and made all of these great films possible, but are sort of forgotten today. They don't appear in credits of motion pictures. And it was just interesting to walk around there and see the evidence of these past lives. In fact, he's so interested in history of these places, he's actually left in the projection booth the business cards that the projectionist had left on the wall, phone numbers of Fox executives that he needed to call, for example, that the projectionist may have needed to call 20 years ago. In fact, there were some people that worked for my dad that were still up on the board there, even though, no one had looked at it for years. Anyway, that's it. I'm running out of time. I'll see you next time.